of Gold, Smuggler's Wife Book 3, written by Deborah Challoner and read by Louise Crawford.
"You've what?"
she exploded. Hawk, his long black braids waggling, shook his head and rolled his eyes. Simon looked dubious, while Mick, Gideon, Daniel Pierre and Ropeter appeared merely philosophical. They'd all had plenty of experience of Rion's money-making schemes. So have I, Kitty thought. She should have known. Melbourne was seething with incomers eager to try their luck on the Victorian goldfields.
"Apparently it's a guaranteed winner on a proven lead, see?"
Rion handed her several documents. Unconsciously wrinkling her nose at the windborne stink from the Yarra Riverbank slaughterhouses, Kitty wearily perused the papers. One was the deed to a claim at Ballarat, where the alluvial surface gold had quickly disappeared during the rush of 51. But reef gold, embedded in quartz rock, had recently been discovered underground. The other was a document signing over ownership of a dwelling in the vicinity of the diggings.
"How much did you pay for these?"
she demanded, and almost fainted when Rion named the figure.
"But that's everything we got for the cargo."
"Well, no, we're still owed half, remember?" Undeterred by Kitty's very obvious disapproval, Rion looked very pleased with himself. He rested his booted feet on the veranda rail of the lodging house where they were currently accommodated. It was rather basic, but it was cheap, and all they could afford when they'd put into port.
"Think about it, Kitty. We'll make ourselves a fortune."
Kitty closed her eyes and sighed deeply. Rion's rather cavalier entrepreneurialism often did make them very tidy sums, but occasionally it left them in serious debt, which meant they then all had to work to their utmost limits, buying and selling and shipping cargo around the world until they were back in the black again. Really, what did Rion know about gold mining? What did any of them know?
"Are we going to be rich, Pa?"
Amber asked as she ate a handful of dates she had pilfered on the way back from Little Bourke Street.
"Very unlikely, sweetheart," Kitty answered for her husband.
She turned back to him.
"If this claim is a guaranteed winner, as you say, why has the owner sold it and his house?"
"Not he, she. A widow, Mrs. Murphy. Her husband died a month ago and she was wanting to go back to Ireland.